Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Hello and a warm welcome to the latest edition of the Hillingdon Hospitals podcast. I'm Jonathan Lowe from the communications team, and special guest joining me today on the podcast is Freddie Mundy. Freddie's here to tell us his story as he is running the Edinburgh Marathon next month in aid of the neonatal unit here at Hillingdon Hospital. Freddie, warm welcome to the podcast. First things first, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
So, 29 years old, civil engineer, probably not the most fit, but, you know, got to take it all in my stride, I guess. Sort of was born in Hillingdon, so local lad, born and raised, still living in the area. So really looking forward to sort of doing something to help Hillingdon Hospital out, really.
Lovely. And I understand, so you were born at Hillingdon and you're running for the neonatal unit. Can you just explain why you're running for them?
So 29 years ago, I was born 8 weeks premature. There was a few complications and I'm actually one of a twin. So unfortunately now it's only myself. So my mum contracted tuberculosis during the pregnancy. Unfortunately, due to having quite an ill brother, that it was decided I would come early. Unfortunately, 7 hours in, my brother did pass away, but it's sort of now a thing. I've always thought, what do I want to do? I want to help someone. Obviously, with this, it's been sort of quite close to myself. I went actually a couple of years ago to a neonatal fundraising day. I believe it may have been in Hayes Cricket Club, sort of seeing all the newer babies coming out of Hillingdon and thought, I really need to do something here to help these guys out. Met a few of the midwives that were actually on duty when I was born and some that we've actually kept in contact with right up till today. Very, very good friends of the family. So it's something very close to us as a family, and I just want to do and give something back to them, really, because without them, quite frankly, I just wouldn't be here today. So I'm just really appreciative of everything that they did for us at the 29 years ago now.
Certainly. So it must be quite an emotional time meeting the staff who were there back then.
It is, and it's quite funny actually on that day that I met someone that I'd only ever met through a picture of me having pretty much my first ever bath as a tiny little baby, 4 pound and a couple of ounces, I believe it was, sort of I could fit in my dad's hand when I was born. I'm now 6'3" and a bit heavier than 4 pound as well. So it was quite odd meeting that person there and me, tiny little baby in this little bath, and then meeting them, and now I'm pretty much towering over them. This was about 27 years later then.
Yeah, things change, don't they? Sort of going forward then, it's you're looking to raise money. Is it a certain amount of money that you're looking to raise, or is it just sort of as much as you can?
Every little penny helps, really. It's as much as I can possibly raise. I'm getting there quite slowly at the moment. I've got £1,000 currently on my Just Giving page as sort of a bit of a target. But obviously, if we can blow that out of the water, it'd be absolutely great. I don't think they could ever really have too many funds. Sort of the more I can do, the better, really.
Certainly. And the Edinburgh Marathon, then you've got coming, I believe it's the end of May. Is that correct?
Yeah, so a little over 5 weeks out now. Just did the half marathon at Dorney Lake weekend just gone. It's a bit of sort of a training run, so we're getting there. It was okay. I finished it, which is the big thing. And now it's really a big push now into Edinburgh. As I said, just over 5 weeks. A few long runs coming up over the next couple of weekends. A few long runs in the evenings after work. And then hopefully get into Edinburgh feeling good and making a good show of it.
Sure. Something you're looking forward to? Any particular fears about it at all? Or, it's always a mental challenge as much as a physical challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a marathon. It's not going to be easy. It is the literal saying of it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's going to be 4 or 5 hours out on my feet. Not something I'm used to, really. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be tough, but I'm putting in the training and I'm hoping I'm going to be in a good place. I've got bits of kit sorted, got myself ready, energies all sorted. So hopefully it should be a very good day. And as everyone keeps telling me, this is the celebration. The marathon is a celebration of all the hard training, everything I've put in to get to that point. I've done the hard yards. I've already done in excess of about 300 to 400K in my training so far. What's another 42K to add on the end of that, really?
Well, when you say it like that, it's quite easy, isn't it?
Well, easier said than done, we'll say.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. How can people sponsor you? What's the kind of easiest way of doing that?
So there is a Just Giving page set up. There is a QR code that is with the neonatal unit in a bit of a poster. So if anyone is in the hospital, I believe that should be getting put up around the hospital, wherever it can be. I can also drop a link back to yourself, Jonathan, that we can potentially share out with the podcast. So that could probably work.
And if people don't sponsor you beforehand, is it possible to do it after the event as well? Or is there a cutoff point?
So my Just Giving page is currently open for, I believe it's 2 weeks after the event. So the 26th of May is the actual marathon. So then 2 weeks after that, the Just Giving page will close. But obviously, I'm sure if there is outstanding, I can always push it out a little bit as well. I can probably push it out to a month after.
Okay, great. And are you planning then to come into the hospital and do some sort of check presentation? How does it work?
Yeah, so I'm looking at currently sort of talking to my bank and the local bank at the moment, working out if I can get some sort of maybe check to present to the unit. I've already been in contact with Nalakshi within the unit to work out how I can come in and then present this to them.
Great. So it'd be kind of yourself and your family coming in?
Yeah.
Because again, it'll be quite a kind of an emotional time, won't it?
Yeah, it's going to be probably more strange for my parents. Obviously, I was a brand newborn baby. I don't really remember it, whereas them walking back through them corridors that they were walking through for however many months back then, in and out over the next few years as well after I was born, it's probably going to be quite strange. And again, as I mentioned before, a few of the midwives that were there all them 29 years ago are still there, so it's probably going to be a bit odd if we then obviously bump into some of them as well. It'd be a bit surreal, I guess, for all them people that looked after me all them years ago that I'm now walking in as a fully grown, mature adult, supposedly.
Yeah, precisely. And I guess you don't remember it, but it was a huge event, a traumatic event, but it's something that you kind of keep focusing in your life and in your everyday life. Do you kind of something you, kind of, you think about and your family think about, obviously?
Definitely, it definitely would have been a very different life if that hadn't happened, I guess. There's now just me. So, yeah, definitely very different, very, very different. Obviously, my brother had quite a lot of complications, unfortunately, with what happened. So it would have been an extremely different life for pretty much all of us. We probably would have been in and out of hospital for, well, however long he did manage to survive, really.
Sure. And just finally, then, any other plans for fundraising at all? You obviously said you keep in touch with the staff at the hospital. Anything? Any other plans to do anything else apart from the marathon?
At this very moment in time, it's pretty much let's get the marathon finished, let's get the marathon out of the way. But there are a few bits ticking along in the background, potentially some more marathons to come over the next year, couple of years. Looking again. I'm looking in 2 days, the ballot opens for London Marathon next year. So hopefully, well, it will be a go for that again, see if I get in, and it will be keep going for that until I get in it, because that is the one I really want to run. And then potentially if I don't get the London Marathon, I'm sure there'll be another marathon about that I will more than likely sign myself up for. I have pretty much, as bad as it sounds, I have definitely caught the running bug a little bit, and I don't want to just be stopping after the one marathon now.
Excellent. Well, I wish you the very best of luck for it. Hope it all go as well, and do keep in touch and let us know how it gets on.
Definitely, I will be. I will definitely do that. Thank you very much.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for your time today on the podcast. Hope you've enjoyed taking part. We'll be back soon with another podcast. Keep an eye out on Buzzsprout or wherever you get your podcasts for that. And if you are listening and want to get involved in a future podcast, then just email thh-tr.communications@nhs.net. Thank you very much for listening today. Thanks again, Freddie, for your time. Until the next time, goodbye.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.